Recently, one of our parishioners said, I haven't seen children at St. Thomas Aquinas for years. It seems like every week we're growing with more families with young children. And I'd say now, this is one of the biggest groups that we've had since I've been here. It's absolutely a wonderful day. First, for your parents, moms and dads that are here today, thank you for being here. It is a miracle to have a child, no matter what situation you're in, that you brought life into this world, and we praise God for their lives. Of course, the children. Are you children now? Are you still children?
Yes.
Okay, fine, you are children. I'll say that. It's so good to have you all. It's so good to have you here. You know, I barely remember what I was like in second grade. I knew I was at elementary school. I knew I learned math and physical education. That was my favorite by everything else. Lunch was also very good. I didn't like history or English, that kind of stuff. But most of you are always doing that too, right? You guys are learning at school, and I also want to just say praise God and thank you for all of our teachers in different schools. I mean, in our community, we have actually 5 schools. I mean, we have our school here, St. Thomas Aquinas, The Falls, Little Fork, Indus, and then home schools. And I praise God because it's awesome how our families and parents, through our different ways to teach, to have education for the little ones, both in school and in faith formation, to grow in their faith with Jesus Christ. Thank you again for Mary and Sabrina as you work with the kids in faith formation. I tell our parishioners often that if you think about it, being at Mass, right? Do you know how long a Mass is? How long is it at church? What do you think? About an hour. That's good. So, do you think I'm ever quicker than an hour? No, I'm not. I'm never before an hour. That's a good answer. 1 hour. 1 hour a week to go to church, right? Who knows how many hours they are in the week? Boy, there's a little math homework this morning already. How many hours in a week? Who knows it? I should have brought candy. I'm sorry, you have cake after. Do we have donuts after too? I think we might. 100, anybody know? 168 hours. Oh, you knew it? What is it? 168 hours a week. So here you are today for Mass. It might be a little more than an hour, especially today. Praise God, we have so many people here. But 1 hour a week. 1 hour a week. That's not much in 168 hours, right? When I think about hours, I think about, I'll just be honest, I might be watching television or on my computer, watching football, watching basketball. And an hour just flies by, right? So we ask for 1 hour a week, and know that all of you, no matter where you are in your life, I would bet you money that if you come to Mass 1 hour a week, your life would change. It would literally change. So please come. We absolutely love having families here, because this is God's house. And we are part of God's family in Christianity. That you have your families today, which is so beautiful to see. And to come together as God's family in God's house right here. Now, I have to ask questions. You know, on Thursday at our school we have Mass. And typically I'll ask test questions. I won't today. But I do want to hear some of your thoughts of why are you here today? Why are you here? Why are you dressed? Why do you have your banners? Why do you have your own place that's reserved. What's going on today? It's not a wedding, is it? Some of your girls look like you have wedding dresses. Why are you here today? First communion, what is that? What is the first communion? Is it your first communion to have peanut butter and jelly? What? It's your first communion at McDonald's? What is the first communion? I love the whispering of the parents. Well, you think, yes. What is it? The body and blood of Christ. The body and blood of Christ. Dang, good. I mean, nice work. Nice job, Luke. Awesome, awesome. Our first communion is receiving Jesus, his body and blood, and we believe that. Right? Because you guys already practiced, didn't you? Didn't you practice little bread? Some, you saw, literally, if I went out right now over there, I could literally take one of the little pieces of bread we call the host, and I could eat it, and that'd be just bread. Some of the adults, like, I mean, I wouldn't want you to do this, but you could grab the wine, right? I mean, now or later, and just drink it as wine. That's all what it is. That's all what it is. Until we come to God's host, and we have bread and wine that turn into Jesus' body and blood. That's why you're here. At communion, you'll come up first before everybody else. So it'll be me and then all of our of you to have your first communion, body and blood of Jesus. And I always ask, please come to your second communion next weekend. Continue to invite your family members to keep coming. And I hope you see how God is so good with each and every one of us. We want to do as everything we can at our churches to help us all together walk with our Lord. Please stand.